This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.
The term blessing is a general term that can include so many things: righteous children, beneficial wealth, good health, a spacious house, and so on. But I'm sure you will agree when I say that some blessings are better than others. And that is precisely why the Prophet ﷺ, he said, وَمَا أُعْطِيَ أَحَدٌ عَطَاءً خَيْرًا وَأَوْسَعَ مِنَ الصَّبْرِ. No person can be given a blessing that is better and vaster than the blessing of patience. Question: what is the origins of all motivation and willpower to do something? Isn't it patience? What is the prime cause for determination till a matter is achieved with excellence? Isn't patience what lies at the bottom of it and at the heart of it? What is it that allows a person to resist the prohibitions despite the power and their pull and their accessibility? Isn't it patience? What is at the core of a woman's dedication, for example, to wear the hijab, despite the many challenges of, say, weather or mockery or societal pressure? Isn't it patience? Also, what is at the center of a person's resolve for worship in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, to then carry this resolve post-Ramadan till death? Isn't it patience? Analyze every single element of goodness that could possibly exist out there, and you will discover that patience is at its core. And we know so much of the reward associated with prayer and charity and Hajj and their likes. As for fasting, the full reward has not been disclosed to us. And that is why Allah said, "As-siyamu li wa ana ajzi bihi." Fasting is for me, and I will be the one who will reward for it. How come, somebody may say? How come? So why is the reward for fasting from the many acts of worship not specified? Why fasting? This is because fasting is essentially an act of patience that we introduced a moment ago. And Allah said about patience, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Those who are patient will be given their reward without measure, without measure. Fasting is primarily an act of patience. Speaking about this ayah, Imam al-Awza'i, he would say, لَيْسَ يُوزَنُ لَهُمْ وَلَا يُكَالُ لَهُمْ إِنَّمَا يُغْرَفُ لَهُمْ غَرْفًا. The rewards for such people will not be measured on scales or according to any other measure. Rather, their rewards will be scooped up for them in heaps. They will be given the reward without measure. And in a few days' time, Ramadan will become a memory of the past. And so will our lives as well. So with patience of a committed believer, that is, don't recline just yet. And on that note, I want you to think about five descriptions of paradise and its people. مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَى فُرُوشٍ بَطَائِنُهَا مِنْ إِسْتَبْرَقٍ. Allah said, they will recline on beds which are silk brocade. Allahu Akbar. Description number two, مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَى سُرُورٍ مَصْفُوفَةٍ. They will recline on thrones lined up. Description number three, مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَى رَفْرَفٍ خُضْرٍ وَعَبَقَرِيٍّ حِسَانٍ. They will recline on green cushions and rich carpets of beauty. Description number five, مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَيْهَا مُتَقَابِلِينَ. Description number four, مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَيْهَا مُتَقَابِلِينَ. They will recline on thrones lined up. Description number five, فِي ظِلَالٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ مُتَّكِئُونَ. They will be in shade, reclining on adorned couches. Reclining. They are resting in Jannah. We are at the last leg of Ramadan. Work patiently today. Carry it after throughout your life. Recline tomorrow in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be from amongst them. Allahumma ameen.
Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.